You want the government to be armed and not the population? Like, how stupid could people fucking be? It's like mind-boggling.
Yeah, no, I saw that movie.
What movie?
Schindler's List.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Here they come, yo. Here they come. Here they come.
Come on. Who's the black sheep? What's the black sheep? Know not who I am or when I'm coming, so you sleep. Come on. Wasn't in my realm or wasn't in your sphere. Come on. Knew not who I was, but less than here. Come on. The choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. I think I'll go with this.
Where's the black sheep? Here's the black sheep. Even if we wanted to, the clock cannot be weak. Watch me swing like this. Why should I swing it like that? Because in fact, on me it might not attract.
Come on. This, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think it's over.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. It is episode 68 of Black Sheep Rising. My name is Conan Soliday, and let me introduce the rest of the panel. Matthew Roach, also known in other areas like, where are you from? Fitzwilliam?
I'm known from Fitzwilliam.
General Roachfield. also, Rapture, wearing a very beautiful shirt.
Yes.
Which I might, he might not have at the end of the show because I might steal it from him.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And also Joe Mirzoff, all from here, from the area, from the local area. Guys, what are we going to talk about tonight? 9/11 is coming around the corner. The tragic anniversary, I think the 13th, 14th?
13th, yeah.
13th, coming around the corner.
The 13th what?
We've been told, we're told all the time to remember the event. You know, never forget. And I don't know that people are actually attacking this in the right light, the right sense. Because, you know, what really did happen that day? You know, who was really calling the shots that day? Was it people in caves? With little or no technology? Or was there maybe are there bigger elements that were taking place that day?
I guess I appreciate your open-mindedness. To me, it's not even a this or that. It's an indefinite without a doubt. The government, it's 100%. It's not even a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy. There's too much facts that prove it otherwise. There's nothing in this world that has insurmountable proof against it than 9/11. There's nothing. There's nothing else you could prove to that extent. I mean, it's the government did it. I mean, without a doubt, which we'll go into.
Or at least very powerful men.
Yeah, well, you can go beyond that.
Who are using the government as their tool.
Well, sure, I mean, the government.
That's the most important
exactly.
Big part of it.
No, I agree.
Because a lot of people will say, like, well, sure. if government can't do anything right, how the hell could they have possibly made this work?
No. But people say that all the time, and government by nature is going to fail, but they are incentivized. They are self-incentivized to further their cause, and they are falling. You could always boil things back to the bankers, of course, mm-hmm. but they're carrying out orders. It's just like the cops. I mean, they are carrying out orders. So, I mean, if a cop beats you up over the head, the cop still fucking clubs you out of the head, and you're calling them out on it. They're following orders. These politicians are following orders. But they have incentives for themselves. And at the end of the day, human beings, everything is incentives. Everything in this fucking world relies on incentives. That's
correct.
What everything builds off of. And government, they are incentivized to further their cause. They're not incentivized for the people.
To
there's
grow bigger.
Nothing. There's nothing. They're incentivized for the people that pay their salary. They're incentivized to the corporations, if you will, whatever, all their funding. Same thing with radio shows or whatever now. Like, whoever their funders are, essentially it's going to be their voice, which is my theory why conspiracies or even in liberty realms are like, oh, it's like, it's really taboo. And I believe it all comes from funders. And I almost wonder if they're being sabotaged by these funders, you know, if they are genuine,
right,
or if they really are bullshit.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. So there are so many smoking guns when it comes to 9/11. We're not talking about chemtrails, which is silly talk.
Who's paying you to say that?
Who's paying me to say that? Exactly. But I mean, there's no proof. I mean, you got pictures of a bunch of tanks on inside of a maybe an airplane, maybe a jetliner. And you guide the course. The chemtrails that we always are contrails that we see up in the sky, and we don't know what the hell's going on. But as far as 9/11 is concerned, I mean, we have just smoking gun after smoking gun. I mean, we have buildings that were falling down in their own footprint.
Oh yeah, and for the record, you
that
know,
we're told that we're going to pull the building.
Definitely. Yeah, and for the record, you know, I was never this gung-ho, you know, so-called truther person. You know, I mean, I never bought the bullshit from either day one. I was skeptical, but probably within the first week, I've called bullshit. But I was never this big truther. But since I moved to the Liberty community, I was, you know, it's very surprising when you see such a large portion, or maybe not a large portion, but maybe half that are, they trust the government data on this. And it's so far-fetched, and it really throws everyone, or people that that know, I guess, the truth, I guess, and it just kind of throws you for a loop. And I kind of partially bought into the argument where it's like, oh, well, there's nothing you could do about it, blah, 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 what can you do? But in recent years, especially in the last 3 years, I don't even want to say opinion, but there's been so much goofy shit going on that, you know, you if you're going to be reporting on stuff, if you have a radio show or whatever and you're reporting on stuff, you know, give some type of, you know, research. Don't just naively, because you're just a product of the system at that point. But people are like, oh, Boston booming, oh, and they're just reporting it like it's fact. And it's like, you're just regurgitating what the mainstream media is doing. Like, you're essentially government. You're just promoting government. And people in the Liberty community don't grasp that. So, and it's just the extent of just how far the government controls media. And
well, you're bringing up a good point, and it's kind of something I wanted to touch on before we talk about anything else, and that is, why programs like Free Talk Live won't even touch this? I mean, as soon as someone calls in, they're like, "Hey, I've got an idea. I've got this thing I heard." You know, we'll talk about the Connecticut shooting,
the Newtown thing,
and they won't even touch it. It's like, no. You guys are bringing the wrong kind of attention to us. You know, this is all conspiracy. You know, these ideas. Let's talk about facts and stuff. And it's like, well, why? Who messed it up for everyone else? Was it Alex Jones? Because he goes off the wall sometimes. Did he mess it up for everybody? So now we can't even have this conversation.
Sure. Yeah. And I don't know. I'm not I'm not the biggest fan of Alex Jones. By the way, like, a lot of people think like he homes like the conspiracy movement. No, I mean there's thousands of people spreading this stuff. He just, you know, he has a podcast that does it. Obviously, you can't have a syndicated radio. You just can't talk conspiracies. It's one thing. Maybe you could maybe find a niche. Maybe, you know, like he does, but he still is a podcast. But if you have a syndicated radio show, the FDA, it's like a monopoly screen. It's kind of like, no, if you're talking about this stuff, it is no. You will get the boot. Free Talk Live.
I don't think Ian and Mark are concerned with the FDA and what they.
They are, and I don't know what
I think they're concerned with the numbers.
Sure, they seem genuine, and like, don't get me wrong. If I had a mainstream radio show or whatever, you know, I would avoid it. I don't know if I would give an opinion one way or the other, but you have to, or else you won't have a radio show. It's gone. It's just
in order to remain marketable to the largest audience possible, you want to remain middle of the road.
Well, kind of, and it's not even that, but like, especially the conspiracy.
And be pretty.
Yeah,
you can't go like the realm of conspiracy. It's pretty. It's sketchy. I mean, like, even when you look at Judge Napolitano, as soon as he went down that road, boom, he's axed. You know, same thing with the other guy. I mean, you could look at the facts.
That's mainstream. But what if you just present facts? I mean,
Napolitano was presenting facts, and he was on everyone else's program.
Right,
and all of a sudden he has his own program, but he's just laying it out. The same thing with Ben Swan. I mean, the same thing. Yeah. He was laying out all the facts, and before you know it, he's not working for Fox anymore.
Yeah, he was very
those
popular.
Those are facts.
They don't want the facts. The facts are
what you're presenting is that every time people tell you the truth, those people are gone.
I'm not crazy about Glenn Beck, but he started to go down that road.
Oh, he did.
And before you know it, he didn't have a job anymore.
He talked about the FEMA camps, and it was funny because then later that night, remember, if you ever saw the clip, it's a real trip because he reneges on it. Like, he says, you know, it's like, I was researching these FEMA things, and I thought it was complete bullshit. And he's like, the more I looked into it, he's like, I couldn't debunk it. I just couldn't. And, like, the other people are, like, kicking him under the table. You can see their eyes getting all big in the room, and they're like,
danger
and then he
zone.
Comes back later that night, and he's like, you know, folks, I jumped to conclusions on the FEMA thing, and, you know, and he completely.
And then he started crying.
Yeah, well, okay, and then on the flip side of the coin, let's not forget that John Bush and Cat Bleich were on conspiracy theory with Jesse Ventura or whatever, and they did that whole show, and I didn't see that show get pulled.
What do you mean? Oh no! Well, that's a show.
John Bush and Cat Bleich went on, you know, conspiracy theory with Jesse Ventura. They didn't cancel that show.
But they weren't doing a whole.
Yeah, they weren't doing that on their show.
That's not a news program or anything. That's just Ventura's own little project.
Okay, which still mainstream though.
Which is kind of in line with all the reality shows that are going on, that and which are, you know, you got to take with a big old grain of salt, and everyone knows those are fake.
Right, it wasn't a news program.
Yeah.
But that, yeah, it was just
what
a rant.
You're talking about is a small aspect of this, which is intimidation, right? Which is like, it's like forcing mainstream media, government forcing them not to do their job, right?
I don't know that it's government. I think it's the numbers. I think people aren't comfortable with it. I think people start to hear it. As soon as they start hearing a little wackiness, they're like, all right, you know what? I'm going to have to back off and maybe watch some Game of Thrones tonight.
Once it started to roll, people will love it, you know? You chase Bush out of the country, right? People will love it. You know, see, it's just a matter of, you know, the truth will out eventually. But we should present evidence. I think we should go through this stuff and because we know that architects and engineers, 2,200 people have put their reputations on the, in this environment where people like this get punished, right? Mm-hmm. 2,200 architects and engineers, scientific people, put their reputations on the line and say the government report is bull. Right, and this is the one I like best here.
Well, the 9/11 commission has basically said that the report was bull too, haven't they?
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's the.
And didn't one guy even quit during the process?
Yeah, it's their report. It's,
right,
you know.
Right. There's almost every one of them. The two guys who were the head of it said, and various people lied to them. Mm-hmm. And look at Bush's behavior. He wouldn't.
Yeah, Bush and Cheney wouldn't go under oath about the whole thing when they were
right. And they wouldn't. They gave him $2 million at first when Clinton had $100 million for his thing. Right. They raised it. They forced them to raise it, but it still only went up to like $14 or $15 million. Why does the President of the United States and the Vice President, why don't they want it investigated? You know, I mean, what sense does that make? So the first item shows the science of it. The second item, you put these up in the, what do you call those? Those headlines on your
show notes?
Show notes. Yeah, you put them in the show notes.
Yeah, I'll put all these videos on. This particular video right here that's playing in B-roll right now is the 15-minute architects and engineers kind of intro.
Right.
Then after that, I mean, you can actually watch. They interview all these right. engineers.
Here's the guy they call the head guy in Europe, right? And he's saying that it's absolutely the best guy in Europe on controlled demolitions. He's saying this is absolutely a controlled demolition.
If you've ever cut anything down, if you've ever torn any building down or cut a tree down or done anything, they don't do this. They don't fall straight down in their own footprint, all in at the speed of falling.
Yeah. Sure.
Right. It's the silliest thing ever, and this is a video that's out there. It's floating around.
Sure.
Google Building 7.
Yeah. And they have
just watch it. This doesn't happen in real life.
And then all sorts of people knew that building was going to come down before it came down.
Oh, yeah. It was empty. Reporters, firemen.
Yeah, the firemen, cops running away from it saying, get out of here, it's coming down.
Right. Yeah, all sorts of people knew. So they
were reporting that it had fallen, and it's standing right there behind them.
Yeah, that's another one.
In her back, right. It was in the window. Yeah.
And even after the very first hit on the Building 1, 5 minutes within, they had all NBC, all the mainstream media. They had all this sophisticated, you know, these talking. And all the people that were eyewitnesses were all employees of, they were all like CEO, you know, of the Treasury, vice president of the Treasury and of CNN. And, you know, they were all like connected to them, but all the initial eyewitnesses were all there. But it was like 5 minutes, they already had these eyewitnesses, and it was just like, it was too Johnny on the spot, like, which, yeah.
So 1,000,003 people have seen this video now, and 12,000 of them liked it, and 500 of them don't like it. So this is it's huge that the number of people that have seen this and the ratio of who likes it and who doesn't like it.
And yet no one's talking about this.
Now, all this is about, this is a series of. So the first show note, the first one here, this thing from architects and engineers, is about the science of it. And they got all kinds of scientists. They got chemists. They got physics people. So the temperatures weren't high enough for the molten steel that they had, things like that. They have architects. They show the building and what for the government report to be right, it's like all the columns would have had to been cut at once, and they said it was one
because,
column.
Because every column, every time at one level drops, it smacks into that level below it, and it's going to cause resistance. So at least you're going to get a, if it does break the layer underneath, at least you're going to get kind of a stuttering effect.
It would pile up on top of it.
And also they had them across the building. In other words, they had, there was like 20 columns, and they said it started in this column. This column started the collapse. But all of them collapsed.
Okay, well, let me play devil's advocate, Joe.
Yeah.
How many months and how many people, how much manpower would it have taken to run explosives throughout that building to cut all of those beams?
Actually,
because that's the first thing people are going to say. Like,
no.
How did it happen?
How do they get in there to do this?
Okay, I had the answer because I was watching it at the time. Yeah. In the what I heard at the time, which I never heard later, but what I heard like around maybe like a month after it or something, was that there were these 2 weekends where they told everybody to get out of the buildings because they were fixing the elevators.
Yes,
something like that. And that's how there was a lot of witnesses that attested to that during the weeks prior.
And wasn't there asbestos cleanup too going on at the same time?
And it was usually later at night, but they were doing that. Supposedly, brought in barrels or whatever. But supposedly they were having a lot of evacuations, and it was usually in the late night hours that they were allegedly doing that.
13 years later, and we still haven't. I mean, how many people do you think it would take to wire a building? I mean,
buildings those sizes.
Yeah,
it require a huge. But that's nothing. All you got to do is find
focus on the bottom.
All you got to do is find a good. They're not all good demolition squads are American demolition squads that are all flag wavers. A lot of them are from countries that just don't like Americans. You know, it's simple to say, hey, we got this going on. You guys willing to do this for a whole bunch of money? Yeah, I'm willing to go get me over there. Sure. So,
but yeah, I want to go back to actually, if you don't mind, just to the very beginning. And to me, there's an element of just common sense facts, just right off the bat before anything, that just completely defy everything that a human being could possibly know. All logic, period. So, okay, just the notion. Okay, you have a plane, it's flying, blah blah blah. It melts into a building like almost like a Bugs Bunny cartoon. I mean, these wings are fucking made out of. What is it? Fiber? What are the...
aluminum.
Aluminum, yeah, aluminum. You have... I mean, the wings would tear the fuck off the building. All physics tells you that. I mean, if a building... Even if you could say, okay, the nose would go in...
It'd be like running into a mountain.
Yeah, but the wings and everything melt into it like cheese. The whole entire fucking thing all the way through melts into it like... It's just not possible. There's so many... There's even videos you could watch where they're testing...
An explosion shoots out the back of the building.
Yeah,
after
they're testing planes crashing into buildings, and it's just like they hit the building and it stops dead on. They're going 500 miles per hour, just like it. And that's a whole nother. That's another thing. A plane traveling 540 miles per hour at that height, allegedly is impossible. I'm not experiencing that, but everything I've read just says that altitude.
Are you a no planer?
What's that?
Are you a CGI planer?
I am. That they used missiles for sure, and then they doctored. There's just too many people that you can go to the original newscasts and stuff of the planes, and plus you could look at the eyewitnesses and everything. Not to mention,
well, as far as the Pentagon is concerned,
I'll get to that though. But I mean, okay, so you have that. Okay, now, okay. Let's say a plane could crash into a building like cheese and just sink the fuck in. Now you have. You can look at thousands of planes crash. The fuel burns, boom, instantaneously. It's fucking gone. It doesn't keep burning, and it's steel. Steel doesn't fucking burn. You could burn in the driest fucking. You could have a drought and fucking with trees that haven't seen water in fucking 5 years, and those trees aren't going to burn like nonstop. But anyways, it crashes into a fucking steel building, burns and burns and burns. Then even assuming that something can burn instantaneously in a fucking steel building, it can't weaken steel. You have fucking wood stoves. You have kerosene heaters. Wood stoves don't fucking melt. And, it could weaken steel. I mean, even if you buy into the weakened steel, which is complete fucking reaching bullshit.
Yeah, you need foundry
heat.
You need foundry heat to melt steel.
It still wouldn't even do that. But just say a fire could burn endlessly.
But it was jet fuel.
Yeah, I know.
Jet fuel burns hotter than regular fuel.
Yeah, and even if it was
jet fuel is just kerosene. Right?
And even if jet fuel could burn instantaneously, like forever.
Airplane fuel is hotter than gas.
Yeah,
but
if jet fuel burned as hot as it did, it would melt whatever jet
sure.
it was in.
And it burns, boom, instantaneously. But let's just assume jet fuel could just burn in a steel building till it weakens it. At that point, how does it concave like at the free fall? Like, I mean, how could, even if a top, the top goes bad, you could sink 1,000 missiles in the top can't take down the fucking bottom. I mean, I mean, you would, it would fall from the top and it would just boom. Like, I mean, the bottom, that's where all the base and everything that supports it, the weight of that can't take down a fucking building. I mean, it just defies everything that every human being could possibly know. So right off the bat, I mean, it's just the amazing amount of trust that people have, because the government tells you something, people will believe a fucking pink elephant is flying in the air if the government tells you. I mean, this is so outrageous.
Including anarchists.
Well, not necessarily government, but if they see it on TV. Right. So it could be some media production putting on a good show, and people are just going to, I don't know, they're going to take it with a grain of salt.
Sure.
And you know, and run with it.
Yeah. And then and that's another thing. When the plane crashes, and even one of the videos, it has it's a talk about a blunder, but it shows the talk about a Photoshop error.
You're talking about the wing that goes behind the building.
I'm talking about the nose that comes out the backside exactly like it went in. No difference. I mean, like to a T. And like, I mean, it's undisputable. They have it. It goes in and it exits out exactly the same.
They brought back like the original, the second plane flying into the building, and one of the wings goes behind a foreground building.
Yeah, there's a lot of that type of shit.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, seems like somebody who caught that a long time ago. But when I saw that, are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and I think that was completely hokey. I think that was not a good video.
There's a lot of Photoshop error. There's a really good
hokey as in the video was doctored by the guy who uploaded it.
Oh, you think that was done after?
Yeah, I think it was okay. Right. Now I have seen the videos with the planes, and you can't see any of the windows.
Okay,
and it's like, well, was that really an airliner, a passenger airliner, or was that maybe a military jet?
Yeah, I don't know how bad the cameras were that people were using to film the planes going over.
No,
but
that's another thing.
A lot of them look pretty smudgy and crappy.
No, that's another thing. They were all the video that was presented was government, and then there were a couple that they said that were independent viewers. But the fact of the matter is, actually, let's see, I kind of wrote it down what it's called, but I guess it's pretty common for let's see. It's called electromagnetic jamming, and it's basically just as a digital gear. It's a key player in modern warfare. No electronics, and this is attested by several people that no electronics were working at that time. No video equipment, unless you had like special film crews. Supposedly had this Faraday shielded equipment, but cell phones. It is documented that all clocks stopped at around 8:45. There, no people can make cell phone calls. All electronic equipment went completely bopkis.
Take a look at this rare, super slow motion video of Flight 175 that hit the South World Trade Center tower on 9/11/2001.
That's the next point.
Take a really close look.
The left wing is what we're looking at here, right?
Impossibilities.
Yeah.
I'm going to. Yeah, show you I. Here.
You think that was fudged after the fact?
No, I don't. Herzikani, I believe it is fudged, but not that's not it.
In Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, so the wing actually disappeared.
Look at that.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, look, it melts into the cheese. The wings would go right the fuck off that. Even
well, you know, regular people, I don't think regular everyday people consider the fact that airliners are just made of aluminum. You know, so, I mean, even if that's hard to believe, it's even easier to believe that the government had at least something to do with it if they say that the plane that crashed into the Pentagon, they were able to identify all the passengers by DNA results, except there's no remains of the plane left because it all vaporized due to the extremely high heat. So I don't know. Yeah. I mean, aluminum melts at 1,000.
And that's another thing. They contradict themselves because here, you know how the wings, they melt into the plane. The Pentagon, they say the exact opposite. They're like, the reason why the wings went back is because the extreme force going into a brick building caused the wheels. So it was like a whatever that instrument is. So they essentially said the opposite of what the physics said here.
This is perfectly plausible because the building is closer to you than the plane is.
So this is
a silly video.
I'm not worried about that one. Yeah, no.
But
my question is, okay, and this is another thing to question, though. Okay, now, all the media, CNN, NBC, they had all their video crew out there. They had them waiting for all this. Now, they don't have any proof on their side. That's another thing. The so-called, you know, or at least the conspiracy people, They have all this evidence against them. They don't have anything. They don't even have a fucking picture of the goddamn motherfucking plane. I mean, they have high-tech equipment here. They're filming it, you know, and all this stuff. They don't have a single thing that could show. I mean, this is like a fucking black plane on a sunny day, and any angle you look at it, no, you're not going to get this fucking dark plane. I'm sorry. And I lived 4 miles from a, you know, an airport my whole life. You could spot a fucking commercial plane like nothing. I mean, if you're under, I mean, you see the fucking logo, everything. They don't have a fucking... I mean, this is high-tech equipment filming this, and it looks like it's Atari 2600 watching this shit.
Totally.
Mean, same thing with the Pentagon. You mean Big Brother doesn't have fucking video cameras around?
Well, that's the thing. The Pentagon is the most heavily surveilled by other countries, too. Like, other spy agencies look at the Pentagon around the clock.
Sure,
you know?
And they have a one-frame-per-second fucking video camera.
This is good. That's good. What you had up there was good.
Speaking of the Pentagon, okay, so at the end of the day...
It's a missile,
Mr. Conspiracy. I mean, why would the people go to these lengths to do this? Why would they kill 3,000 people?
Because
supposedly, allegedly,
no, you scare the public.
At the end of the day, what's it all about?
Well, all wars essentially lead to. They're all. You look at every war. You look at Vietnam, the whole
Gulf of Tonkin,
yes, and everything. It's a conspiracy that leads into it. It's enough to scare the public and to get support.
Well,
it's not about the Bill of Rights.
It's about the money. It's about the fact that war is a racket.
Well, it's about all that
and
stuff.
How do you sell more tanks? How do you sell more missiles?
Well sure.
You got to scare the people into
that's what the military industrial complex wants, and then the politicians all want more power. You know, power junkies want more power. Power junkies gravitate towards government. That's the place to get power. So I mean. Obviously, who's going to go to power? Who, you know, the stupid ones become cops, the smart ones become politicians. You know, they're all just power junkies.
The other side of that is that in order for them to get power, we have to lose freedom.
Well, of course.
So that's the Patriot Act.
We're only holding them back.
Yeah. That's the Patriot Act.
Yep,
that's what
right.
which comes right out of this too.
Exactly. This spoof, this satirical ad came out this week. It's by Reason.tv. It's a minute 36. It's essentially, you know, what is really driving all of this? It's all about the money. It's all about making easy money, and it's you know, scaring the populations into buying more fucking Bearcats for their peaceful cities to, you know, to take care of Pumpkin Fest.
There's
here you go.
There's never been a better time for your police department to stock up on military-grade equipment. Tons of equipment! And the Pentagon wants your department to get that equipment for free! 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 Leave the nightsticks to those pussy-ass bobbies. Because here at the Pentagon's 1033 program, everything must go! We're talking Bearcats, tanks, grenade launchers, M16 rifles, everything! Tear gas, smoke bomb, body armor, sports utility vehicles, mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicles,
everything!
The airplanes, bomb-defusing robots,
everything!
Little to no training at all, and more trumped-up adrenaline than your body can even handle! Got some BS demonstration? Gas that thing. Got a jaywalker? Chase him down with a free helicopter. Oh, you think your town's too small for a tank? We've given tanks to Fargo, North Dakota, Story County, Iowa, and Keene, New Hampshire. Not a strawberry festival. You need a tank. Is your town having music in the park? You need a tank. Got a community theater production of Twelfth Night? You needed the tank, good sir. It's a free tank. We gave away $500 million.
Billion?
In gear last year. And we're ready to give away
even more.
Apply to the Defense Logistics Agency at this 1-800 number below. The 1033 program. Bringing local police departments military-grade equipment. From our war zone to your war zone.
You know, I have a question to ask about this. This brings up something that I don't think... I mean, I've paid attention to it because I'm a gun guy. But I've noticed... Like, private sales of guns are through the roof. I mean, they're never...
Especially ammunition.
Oh, my God. You'll take all the ammo. You can always take all the ammo you get your hands on.
At Walmart, we are out.
Oh, yeah. You can't get ammo at Walmart. There's a local gun shop that goes to the local
Walmart.
There's
guys there early in the morning.
Yeah.
We're opening up.
Yeah,
they all
work at the same gun shop. They're hoarding all the warm Walmart ammo there as soon as the boxes get unpacked.
Yeah.
But what I'm wondering is, it kind of went... Want to go into deep conspiracy here. We have the 9/11 thing, and that has led to this free unloading of military-grade goods to police departments. And then you also have at the same time a Marxist president coming in who's clearly going to be anti-gun, has been anti-gun in the past, and that's going to make every Tom, Dick, and Harry go out and buy an AR-15. So now you have millions of
Americans. And we almost got a Republican presidential candidate who was also anti-gun.
Yeah, yeah. So whatever they're going to do, they're going to start ripping away, you know, any sensibility when it comes to what's going on, and people start acting out of emotion, so they start to go buy AR-15s, guilty as charged. So that's fine, but what you end up with is a heavily militarized police force and a heavily militarized public, and they don't see eye to eye. Is it possible that that was laid out because they knew that somebody knew that was going to happen?
You mean the gun manufacturers?
Not even necessarily the gun manufacturers. They benefit, obviously, but when you have a heavily militarized police force who are increasingly dick-headed, and then you have a heavily militarized anti-state force, which mm-hmm. is, you know, just every Tom, Dick, and Harry who has an AR-15.
And every time a dog gets shot, every time a house
it
gets...
It just pisses off one more dude.
Exactly.
It will take, like, Ferguson's a big deal. That's something to pay attention to. Are we approaching the culmination of something that somebody planned to have, like, the police state versus the rednecks jamming each other out with as much firepower as possible?
I think it's just the manufacturers playing both sides.
Well, I don't think that was a plan, though. I think the manufacturers are going to – I mean, it's. I would play both sides, too. I mean, it's. You got tons of people who want to buy guns. Sell guns to them all.
I mean, you got two countries at war with each other, you know –
Sell guns to both sides.
Exactly. I mean, that's exactly what they're doing. They're selling to the state and they're selling to the civilians.
What I'm getting at is I think that we're not looking high enough. I mean, the firearms manufacturers, if you really think about firearms manufacturers, they're not massive corporations. A lot of these are small mom and pop operations. It's not like everybody's going out and buying a Colt. You know, not everybody's got a 69 6920. I've got something like 6920, but it's made by a tiny company in Missouri. So these gun manufacturers aren't all huge.
Until they get a good government contract.
So they get a good
next thing you know, they're right.
But what I'm thinking is, was there a sociologist or somebody on hand ahead of time saying, well, you can make this happen, you make this happen. The firearms manufacturers, we don't have to cut in because they're just going to jump on board because it's their opportunity anyway. It's just a natural function.
All right, so what's the end game? So you got the state versus the civilians.
If you ended up with a full-out, like a flat-out, civil war or insurrection, as the government would call it, that would weaken the entire society greatly, and that would give an opportunity for someone else to move in and take control. I mean, when you have a weakened public, which would be totally caused by an all-out war, that's why, like, cops are afraid of anarchists, but it doesn't make any sense for them to be. They should be afraid of are the rednecks,
yeah.
And you know, and the rednecks should learn a peaceful approach to things, which is what anarchists generally do. So
you're saying how intentional
was that? Intentional? Was it intentional on somebody else's part to make a weakened American society,
cause chaos,
to create chaos on purpose in order to weaken it on purpose in order to more easily be able to waltz in?
I believe.
What is Agenda 26?
Agenda 21.
What do they say about all this?
Agenda 21, that's a good point, too. Agenda 21 is a land grab operation. That's a United Nations land grab operation, right? They don't want people to live anywhere except where they say they can live, and they're basically going to stuff people into filing cabinets in massive megacities. Mm-hmm. Like triple the size of New York City, triple the size of Boston. Those will be like we'll be shoved in there, and this will all be rewilded or whatever, and only millions.
I believe it's all by design for sure. I mean, the government, like, they hire the smartest, most intelligent geniuses and stuff for these positions. You know, if someone's a really good hacker, they get them on board. I mean, so, I mean, all this stuff, I mean, they have unlimited means for the most part to do what they need to do. I mean, they have... without a doubt, it's manufactured. This stuff is so designed to a fucking T. It doesn't even funny.
And it doesn't have to be our government. It doesn't have to be the United States government. It could be any government in the world. Bankers, China, Russia.
Yeah, I'll say again, I don't believe the government is capable of any of this.
No.
Unless there is a higher force, a higher, smarter, more... Well,
yeah, and I think that those guys that you're talking about have access to any government they want in the world.
They're just using the governments, the Atlanteans. Sure, they're just using the government as tools.
Well, right. Just look how much money they put into the military. I mean, it's like, 50 times the next nearest country. So, I mean, when you look at all the money they put into the military, I mean, you could say... I think this government does have that... technology, I guess, or knowledge, but I still think it all stems from the bankers. First of all, they get a country in debt, and then that's at that point, you're vulnerable. At that point, I mean, you have to war gets you out of debt. Essentially, I mean, that's where the bankers make their money. That's where countries get in debt. And mind you, these bankers, they aren't fronting up the money. This is fractional reserve money. It's money that doesn't exist.
Right.
So debt is free money for them. So it is. And say, hey, fuck you. Say the United States government is like, fuck you, you know, Federal Reserve or whatever. You know, we're not taking it. Well, okay, well, we're going to fund these people now, you know, against you. And we're going to attack. And when you look at the War of 1812, anything all the way back to the Revolutionary War. The Revolutionary War was about the banking system. It wasn't about a fucking tea. It was about the British imposing their banking system, and they wanted to force the banking system on, and they were like, no, we didn't want it. But then after the Revolution, it was such a big debt, but they didn't take it initially. But then you had fucking Alexander Hamilton in there. He imposed the first whatever national bank, whatever. And anyways, there was a 20-year time on that as far as the contract. When that ran out, you know, Thomas Jefferson and then whoever after Thomas Jefferson, they said, fuck you. Anyways, that was where the War of 1812 was all about. It was all about the banking thing. And anyways,
that's not what I heard. I heard the War of 1812 was about, what is it? It was found in the New Hampshire State Archives, actually, was the original 13th Amendment, where the original 14th Amendment was to prevent lawyers from becoming politicians.
Hmm. Ooh, they might have said that from my
that'd be
research.
Great.
Yeah, well, what it was back then,
great law.
Back then, the lawyers were still registered with the bar, which was in London. There was no United States bar yet. So basically, all these lawyers were still appendages of the crown, or at least the city of London. The city of London is a banking empire.
Sure.
It has nothing to do with the country of England.
Well, that's where most of the major banking systems are in London.
Right.
That's where they're located. So.
So the city of London, and there's your Rothschild conspiracy.
You go to World War II. World War II was started by Britain. It wasn't Germany. It was absolute bullshit. Germany, you could research the fuck out of it, and you'll see the facts on that. But
no, if you look at the War of 1812, one thing that they were very successful with was they specifically went to all the state houses and state like libraries and burned them down. Where would all of these 13th Amendments or 14th Amendments be found, whatever it was? Well, they'd be socked away in those buildings. So they're burning that, making that a non-issue.
Yeah.
And then we got a different one.
Let me go over the five pieces.
Go ahead.
Okay, we put up five pieces in the show notes. And we've been looking at this stuff for a long time. And these are five of them that I found will most inform you in a short amount of time, convince you beyond a doubt that this is an inside job. Now, the first one was the one that was up before, is about scientists. And the scientists tell you that the government report that was put out in 2008 is bull. And it's like, and they show you all sorts of different ways, the physics, the chemistry, the architecture, the engineering. They show you all sorts of different ways why the science is wrong and was undermined in that report. Okay? The second thing is about government behavior. And what happened was that Bush and Cheney didn't want to investigate this. Now, you imagine you're president of the United States, right? And this crime occurs on your watch, and you don't want it investigated? Why don't you want it investigated?
Well, Bush's brother was also in charge of security at the towers.
Well, I heard he had a demolition.
Who are you protecting?
Right, right.
What are you protecting?
Right, exactly. And it was, he's all named, but the second one has you know, the victims' families coming in and demanding this, and the resistance.
By the way, which is overwhelming the victims' families who are, you know, hey, we're not satisfied.
Right.
We feel, you know, like we've been.
Right, right. But they didn't answer their questions, and, you know, they gave them puffball questions. But the whole fight between the victims to get a true investigation and what happened to them, that's the second one. The third one is quotes, which start out with from members of the commissions. One guy quit in disgust. A lot of them said, the two heads of the committee said, we didn't get the facts. They discuss how people lied to them, how facts were hidden, how people weren't allowed to be heard from. Okay, and then the fourth one is, what was the fourth one here? I forget. It's I have to go back.
Yeah, I got so much people dragging my Wi-Fi right now that I can't load anything. Yeah, okay. By the way,
the fourth one is just about how important it is because of the freedoms we lost. But but the fifth one is really special. The fifth one is Susan Lindauer, and you look up this name, Lindauer, Lindauer. She was our CIA person. She's very liberal, and she was a friend of the Iraqi people. And she, in April 2001. She was negotiating, and we had everything we wanted, every investigation from them. And she tells you how in April of 2001, 5 months before it happened, how they knew it was coming. And then what happened between April, she gets arrested eventually, not charged, held in jail for 5 years. Finally, she's let out, and she's telling her story. And the story is that they knew all about it. And 5 months earlier, they knew. How did they know it? It's because they planned it. You know, but this is the best one. There's two speeches from an hour, but you just have to listen to first 12 minutes of the first one, and you'll see how. I mean, if you believe this woman, you know, of course, she could be lying like anybody, but in connection, putting it together, all five of these, it's just overwhelming from every angle. This was an inside job.
You know? Sure. Agreed.
Right on. Yeah. I appreciate the evidence you present. It's the area that I didn't focus on, but yeah, I mean it's just more evidence to
right
and like your time from scientists.
Concise. Sure. You can get through this in a little over an hour.
Sure.
Right? And you'll know all about 9/11.
Yeah.
You'll know the truth of this. And sure. Everybody should know. And
I'll add a couple of things to that. And this is completely declassified information, but at least 11 hijackers turned up alive after the fact, and these are all, you can look up all these sources, you can see the original headlines in 2001, but...
Yeah, their parents were saying, you know, my son isn't dead, he's a kindergarten teacher.
I can't pronounce these names, so
now they're dead.
Yeah, right.
Well, L.M. Al-Shirley is a pilot whose father is a Saudi diplomat in Bombay, blah, 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 Times. Yeah, he turned up okay, and then, let's see, I mean, I could go down this whole list, let's see, Khalid al-Madar, whatever, was a computer programmer in Mecca, was watching TV at home when friends saw his photo in the news and began to call to see if he was still alive. Chicago Tribune, and that's when that was posted, and of all, I'm surprised it's... but you go down the list, but then, the director, Robert Mueller, who was FBI director, he admitted, this is declassified, that, yeah, several of the hijackers were in doubt. After all this stuff came out, but these are—I mean, you can look up every single one of these. Just look up all the 11 hijackers that turned up still alive and kicking. And the funny thing is, a lot of them, they lost their passports and stuff when they were like
on vacation in Denver.
Yeah, they were on the streets of New York.
They probably got pickpocketed on purpose.
Yeah. And then you could go once when they said, "Oh, with Flight 93,"
and it weren't melted by all the jet fuel.
Yeah, Flight 93 when it crashed, or whatever. We found there's like a little small pile of evidence, and one of them. So yeah, here's one of the hijackers, and it's like 3 years outdated.
That's what people are saying. They need to make buildings out of the same stuff they make passports out of.
Yeah. And here's the creepiest thing. And this is the thing. This is my area of focus. And it's just because I feel vulnerable. That's the reason why I moved to the Free State Project. And just for, I guess, protection, I think there is a strength in numbers, inadvertent strength in numbers. But these are all the people the government killed that were eyewitnesses. And you could watch all their interviews. All the people that claimed bombs going off that were in there said they pulled people out with their fleshes bubbling and shit. Were murdered by the government, and they're all sketchy murders. They're all committed suicide. Barry Jennings talked about...
Barry Jennings is a famous one.
Eyewitnesses to explosions and bodies inside. And that's... Every eyewitness said that there were explosions going off in there. A lot of the
firefighters
said that there were bombs constantly going off. And this was
watching molten steel pour down the side of the building.
That as well, yeah. And this wasn't just for, like... a minute. Some people say, because that's the compact of this. No, this is going on for like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, what would make molten steel remain in the basement of World Trade Center buildings for like 3 months after the thing happened? Like, there was pools of molten steel.
Wow.
How is that even possible?
What's that stuff called that they used in...
Thermite.
Thermite, yeah. Thermite seems to be the most likely source.
That's the only way you kill Terminators, by the way.
Yeah.
Thermite. You dip them in thermite.
Good to know.
But then Kenneth Johann, eyewitness to explosions. You could actually watch it. Just type his name, and you could watch his interview or whatever where he's talked about dragging a guy out and bombs going off and blah, blah. But you go down the list. Beverly Eckert. She was pissed off. You could watch her interviews. She was her husband died in one of the towers. And she wasn't buying the story, and she was pissed off and the things like our government let us down, blah, blah. Anyway, she met with Obama 3 days. She dies in a plane crash 3 days later. But all these people have really like they're poisoned. They died in car crashes. They were committed suicide. And there is, God, there's got to be 25 people.
Where do you find that? And have you
Type in any of these people, and there's so many sources.
You type in Barry Jennings, and the rest of it will come up.
Kenneth Johansson, Beverly, go down the list. Dennis, you saw three of the 9/11 hijackers.
Barry Jennings would be, okay, would you say, so would you find, or you could just put, like, people killed.
Yeah.
Witnesses of 9/11 killed.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, like, if someone wants to defend against it after you look at it, it's like, you know, there is a thing where odds get too astronomical just for one person to have died this way out of the 25.
Yeah, it turns out to be like 1 in 63 trillion opportunities.
One person that commits suicide, sure, that's discrepant, sure. But two, you're talking trillions of the odds of being struck by lightning 100 times in your life are more likely. I mean, it's just... And why do all these astronomical scenarios always seem to follow the government around? Like, even when it's cops, they beat the fuck out of some guy with batons, and it's always like, oh, yeah, it's always these billion-to-one scenarios. It was like, oh, yeah, well, he flinched here, and he was, you know, reaching for us. But anywho.
All right, so here's the question. This is going to be 13 years in a second, in a week. You know, a lot of the people who are watching this program are already on our side. They already know the angle that we're coming from. They agree with
us. Yeah.
This does play on Cheshire TV, so there's going to be some folks who watch this who might not have ever thought about this. They might not have heard of Building 7 or Barry Jennings. I've seen this guy's picture. I knew what he looked like, but I didn't know his name, Barry Jennings. What do we do? We educate ourselves what do we fucking do? And if we do get enough people on our side, is it still enough?
We got the attention of a Senate candidate, right? We don't want to say his name, I don't think, right? Because we'd like to see him win.
We want to see him get in there in the office,
right?
Yeah.
But I have a letter from him. He said he's a candidate this year. Says sorry for the delay in getting back to you. I've looked at some of the materials you have provided. I am persuaded by the weight of the statements of credible people asking for a deeper look into the causes that an independent reexamination is warranted. So a candidate for senator, a serious candidate, one who could win, is saying this at this time. Now, that he writes this doesn't mean he'll follow through, but we just got to keep pressing people.
Yeah, but you're going to ask, even if this guy is on our side, quote unquote, he's still government, and you're still asking government to investigate itself.
Yeah,
it's been a repeated failure for centuries.
Independent reexamination.
Yeah, so who's going to pay him?
What?
The government.
Follow the money.
Once a conspiracy theory, always a conspiracy theory.
All of that, it's all like reinvestigating 9/11. I know all I need to know about 9/11. I know everything I need to know about government false flag history. I don't need to know anymore. I know all these people are dead. I know they're not coming back. I know it's going to happen again someday because they're going to do it every time they need something to happen.
My position is stop
having the tools available for bad people to do these things. And that means getting rid of government and
stop paying for the tool that these powerful bad men use.
These scumbags are still going to exist, but they won't have tools like that at their disposal. At best, they might have a corporation at their disposal.
How do you get the public's attention to get to that point where they stop paying for it, like stop paying their taxes that funds these motherfuckers? How do you do that? So, if you ask anyone who killed JFK, everyone's going to say the government did it. But, I mean, that was, you know, how many years ago? 50 years ago?
Yeah.
So, I mean, is that what we need? Do we need to find out that one of these false flags was committed, you know, in a relatively small amount of time? Like, I mean, right now it's been 13 years. If we had found out 5 years after it happened, do you think that it would have hit more people? I mean, by the time these building wires they start telling their tales, they're going to be on their deathbed. So it might be 30 years from now when people are like, yeah, I was part of the wiring crew.
You could look at Vietnam. I mean, and all this stuff, as blatant as the stuff is, I'm convinced once a conspiracy, 99% of the time will always be against. You'll never prove otherwise. All you can do is hope to get as many people on your side as possible.
You know what I do? You know what a way to sell it for me has always been? Because I've been 9/11 truth since. I mean, I'm not 9/11 anymore. But in the old days, I did loads of it for years on end, like pre-We Are Change and during and after. And I found the best thing to do when people start talking about 9/11 is say, I don't give a shit. And then they all look at you and you got their attention. You can say, The only reason it was able, like, possible for it to happen was because a government existed for bad men to use to make it happen. So stop having a government, period.
You can either say that or you can say,
what are you afraid of more, terrorists?
Fuck the children.
Like, are you, yeah, fuck. Basically, it's like it's one of those fuck the children moments. You know, was that Daryl?
No, it's me.
Good call. Good. So,
yeah, so people shut up. They
grab their attention
like,
and you say, you guys are looking at this. You're thinking about this. You're running in circles. You're like chasing your tail. You're a dog biting its tail off.
Sure.
Quit being stupid.
And I agree. Like, as far as government and whatnot, any that's the source. But
I think if people are smart enough to accept the fact that government did a bad thing, then they're smart enough to also accept the idea that they don't need it and they can govern themselves. Because most of the people who are worried about this kind of stuff are the exact opposite kind of people. They're not bad people. They're good people. That's why they give a shit in the first place.
Mm-hmm. And they want to create laws that will prevent this from ever happening again.
But they're screwing
using
up right
government
there.
They're
not
laws.
Using their head. If they're smart enough to do that, I think they're smart enough to accept an idea like self-governance. I've met some really hardcore statist truthers, but I can't understand where they're thinking of coming from, but I think we could stand to lose them. I think the majority of truthers can be persuaded. I think they can understand things like self-governance. It's not
certainly hard. Much smaller government.
Much smaller government.
Power separate. Power and money, by the way. Money, because all this is digging
it's
out.
It's all about the money. It's all about the money. Well, and I was going to ask earlier. I mean, all right, so I know what drives me. I'm a kind of a material guy. I would do things for money. But now, what happens when you're so fucking rich that money doesn't
matter
anymore? I'm talking about the people who are actually pulling the strings.
Yeah, they print the money.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. They don't need more money. Yeah. So now what drives them?
No, it does.
Are they trying to create a master race? Are they trying to create some utopia that they thought of?
That's what I think they're trying to do. I think what they're trying to do, I think they're trying to push the world into a futuristic realm where there are clear-cut leaders and clear-cut, like, there's alphas and there's betas. It'll be a very brave new world kind of thing.
100 million men where our people, instead of the billions that are just destroying the earth, they're carbon.
If you want to take a look at it, they're literally creating the world they want right now because everybody's being forced into poverty. They're fighting amongst each other. They remain exalted. So this impoverished and increasingly stupid class of people that is being pumped through the government education system is coming out really dumb. They're good servants, and they freaking all salutes and flag waving and standing at the baseball game and blah blah blah.
Yeah,
those are easy people to control.
So we're at war. It's about power, and they're making us weak economically. So now we become slaves, or even
I think we've been bred to be slaves.
But even like NSA. So NSA investigates Congress, right? Has all the Congress or that guy who got fired in Afghanistan?
Or Congress investigates,
right? You know what I mean? So in other words, they have they know where all the bones are buried. They can blackmail anybody. So they, we have no power. I mean, we have no money, and they have all the information.
We have money. Bitcoin.
That's
going to be a game changer. Hopefully,
Bitcoin. Not necessarily Bitcoin and specifically, but the Bitcoin client, like the actual Bitcoin protocol. That's a game changer. That decentralizes money. Whoa, that is a massive, that's a sword and a half. Yeah. I mean, you're decentralizing the issuance of money?
Answer that question.
Hey, guys, you've been watching Black Sheep Rising. Go to the web page, please, blacksheeprising.org. You can see all of the video there. You can get all the audios and the show notes. There's a lot of show notes on this particular episode. If you would like to check us out, podcast style, Stitcher, and iTunes are the way to go. Please go and visit the Facebook page while you're at it and give it a like. If you like to help us out with future future programming, leave a note. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like.
Send Bitcoin.
Send some Bitcoin to a poor man.
Do it.
Rich in spirit, poor in the pocketbook. there are some donate links there at the Facebook page, at the web page. You got Bitcoin and also a PayPal option. If you would like to leave a message with me directly, email me, show@blacksheeprising.org, or you can leave a voicemail at 267-521-2771. Matthew Roach, how's your WordPress thing working? Your Brutalist thing working?
Sucks.
Not on?
I mean, it works fine. I just haven't. I suck.
You haven't been contributing.
Right. I will. I've actually got like 5 essays written. I just haven't posted any of them.
You need someone to edit them for you?
I should. No. I like my grammar to look horrible. And I want everybody to know I went to public school.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I have a point to make.
I have the same.
Rapture, anything? Any plugs?
No, I have no plugs. I had a little rant, but nah, it's over. It's all good.
You got a nice shirt on. I like the shirt.
Thank you.
It's very sexy.
Yeah.
And this is not a shirt that you sell at on your thing.
No. But no, on references, I just want people. I want the Liberty. My focus is the Liberty community. That's the only reason why I become interested, I guess, in conspiracies, is because I find it really like offensive that I don't feel safe here at all, because people aren't going to back me up when it comes down to it. They're going to trust everything. If Jason Rapture goes out and bombs somebody and kills somebody, they're going to fucking believe it. If I die in a car accident, they're going to believe it. If I get poisoned and die, they're going to fucking believe it. And the government does this shit, and we're not safe. They're going to kill any one of us that gives the wrong information, the right information. They will. Nobody will question it because people are so afraid of the conspiracy term.
Well, I'll question it, and Matt will question it, and Joe will question it, and we all live in the same area, so it behooves you folks out there
to move to New Hampshire
and be a part of the movement. And it really is a movement, and
it's pretty rad.
You know, there are safety in numbers. There's power in numbers.
Yeah, I hope. Yeah.
I have a plug.
Joe, plug this book, who is written by the lovely Naomi Wolf.
Naomi Wolf, Give Me Liberty. Great book. And she talks about a lot of these issues. Give Me Liberty. And she also has a great she gave a speech at Liberty Forum in February 2014. So look for Naomi Wolf, Liberty Forum 2014. And she has a very great speech which goes over a lot of these issues. And she's convinced that a lot of the things we see are shows put on by the CIA or the military-industrial complex just to make things happen.
All by a bunch of paid actors.
Yes.
To scare us into giving up our freedoms.
And our money and our freedoms.
For supposed security.
Yeah.
Which is a sad, sad, sad thing. Because, you know.
And we really got to go after the guys that did this. And there's a lot of people working on this.
Or stop paying them.
Stop paying them.
We might not. None of these guys might not ever be punished for, you know, what they've done to the human race.
I want justice. I want justice.
It would be nice, but I would, if all I can get is just to get rid of them, you know, I'll take that. I'll take that too. But yeah, justice would be nice, you know.
Justice would be taking away their entire enslavement of the economy,
and making sure that there's a pitchfork being stabbed into their butt cheeks.
That's
just
cherry on top. That stuff would be great.
So I wanted to link. I wanted to play a song by Immortal Technique, but YouTube was flagging it. It is the 9/11. Song. It's got a really good beat. It's long. He drops lots and lots of factoids, but YouTube flagged it. So I say, all right, well, I'll find something else by Immortal. And of course, there's a freestyle he put out there. And there's a lot of guys this particular guy, Joey Alvarez, loaded up Fruity Loops, which is a kind of a beat software, and put a pretty decently smooth beat to just some freestyle. This is an actual segment. This is a piece of the 5 or 6 minute 9/11 song that Immortal Technique puts on it, which I recommend listening to both.
Yeah, or Point of No Return says a lot too. But yeah, they go into the 9/11. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
So yeah, guys, thanks for being on. Uh-huh. Do we have anything else to talk about? We can do an after show, or if we want to drop some more factoids or.
We probably have tons of stuff to talk about.
All right, so listen to this song. You might be hearing from us in about 3 minutes. But otherwise, thanks for watching. Guys, thanks for being on. You at home, we'll see you next week at the same time. Good night.
I hacked the Pentagon for self-incriminating evidence of Republican manufactured white powder pestilence. Marine Corps flak vest with the guns and ammo. Spitting bars like a demon stuck inside a piano. Turn a Sambo into a soldier with just one line. So here's the truth about the system that'll fuck up your mind. They gave Al-Qaeda $6 billion in 1989 to 1992. And now the last chapters of revelations are coming true. And I know a lot of people find it hard to follow this, cause subliminal bigotry makes you hate my politics. But you act like America wouldn't destroy two buildings. Whoa. In a country that was sponsoring bombs dropped on our children. I was watching the towers, and though I wasn't the closest, I saw them crumble to the earth like they were full of explosives. And they thought nobody noticed the news report that they did about the bombs planted on the George Washington Bridge. Four non-Arabs arrested during the emergency, and then it disappeared from the news permanently. They dubbed the tape of Osama, and they said it was proof. Jealous of our freedom, I can't believe you bought that excuse. Rocking our motherfucking flag don't make you a hero. Ground zero. The devil crept into heaven. God overslept on the 7th. The new world order was born on September 11th. And just so conservatives don't take it to heart, I don't think Bush did it.
Why?
Because he isn't that smart.
Uh-huh.
He's just a stupid puppet taking orders on a cell phone. From the same people that sabotage Senator Wellstone. The military industry got it popping and locking, looking for a way to justify the Wolfowitz doctrine. And as a matter of fact, Rumsfeld, now that I think back, without 9/11, you couldn't have a war in Iraq or a defense budget of world conquest proportions. Kill freedom of speech and revoke the right to abortion. Tax cut extortion, a blessing to the wealthy and wicked. But you still have to answer to the Armageddon you scripted. And Dick Cheney, you fucking leech, why don't you tell him your plans about putting your pipelines through Afghanistan and how Israeli troops train
in
Pakistan. You might have some house niggas fooled, but I understand. Colonialism is sponsored by corporations. That's why Halliburton gets paid to rebuild nations. Tell me the truth, I don't scare into paralysis. I know the CIA saw Bin Laden on dialysis in 98 when he was top 10 for the FBI. Government ties is really why the government lies. Read it yourself instead of asking the government why. Cause then the cause of death caused the propaganda to die.
Black Sheep Rising After Show.
I think the big news stories today are the snowstorm that's hitting the Midwest or the looming federal budget cuts. But judging by local news, there's apparently an even bigger story that's sweeping the nation right now. Check it out.
Well, if you filled up your gas tank lately, then you don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
Well, you don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
Well, you don't need us to tell you gas prices are back on the rise.
Well, you don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you gas prices are on the rise. I know.
Go to the one below, like this one.
Yeah, so a lot of those were Fox and ABC, and there was a couple others in there.
The one that was posted below, because it's a lot more distinguishable. It's like very, yeah.
About the Christmas one? Yeah, I remember seeing this.
It's like there's no way it's coincidence.
A lot of people think the big news stories these days are, well, a judge ruling against snooping by the NSA, or the big fight in Congress over the new proposed budget. A lot of people say those are the big stories. But judging by local news, and I've been looking at a lot of local news, there's an even bigger story that's sweeping the nation right now.
Who are you really shopping for this holiday season? It's okay. You can admit it if you've bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
Well, it's okay. You can admit it if you have bought an item or two or maybe ten for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it. You've bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it if you bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it if you've bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it if you've bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it, Todd.
If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or maybe 10 for yourself.
It's
okay.
It's sad. It's sad.
You guys shut up. This is the news. You're not Patriots.
Maybe 3 or 4, maybe even 10 items for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it.
And of course, this is a comedy show, so everyone's laughing and it's fun. But I mean.
It's not funny. There's nothing funny.
Yeah,
they don't get what this means.
10 for yourself.
It's okay. Well, I think there's a lot of canned laughter there too. I think they're pumping laughter into microphones.
Or two, or maybe 10 for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it.
Well, that could be one of your CIA things right there, Naomi Wolf, pumping laughter into things that shouldn't be funny. You know, that's a mind fuck in itself right there.
Right. That's what they.
You know, my mom sits there and watches this shit, and she's like,
or not just.
Look, the other people laughing, so am I. Well, really, you know, if you stand back and think about it for a second, it's not. It's kind of freaking scary.
You know, not just laughs, but also, you know. You know.
Scare you, make you know.
Cut some reporter's head off that no one has ever heard of before.
Yep.
Who just kind of showed up on the scene.
Yep.
And you get stabbed in the neck with a Sharpie.
That's right.
Yeah.
Of course, we're talking about James Foley, who pretty much, I think, was the turning point that got, a couple weeks ago, got the...
Yeah, did a lot of people think that was fake?
Got the bombs dropping again.
Yeah.
Because there was a little bit of a standstill.
Yeah, my favorite part was where the guy had him, like, and he's like...
I haven't seen it, but I know that it fades out and it doesn't actually show any blood.
No, the guy was sawed away at his neck for, like, 1.5 seconds, and there wasn't a drop, and people will be like, well... I've seen, knife wounds. You know, I've been working in kitchens 22 years. I've given myself shitloads of bad knife wounds. And I'll tell you what. Yeah, there may be a pause between when the blood comes out. But this guy was yanking on this guy's neck back and forth. And there was no blood anywhere. And then it fades out. And this, you got this guy with this solemn look on his face.
Yeah, but how many people have actually cut something's head off before? We're talking about...
Well, I've cut stuff's heads off before.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're from the woods. How many people talk about city folk?
Yeah.
Most people have not cut the heads off of something.
Right, right. And they've never had an injury in their entire life because they've lived in cities and they're all well-manicured cattle.
And if they have seen spilled blood, it's from... shooting the head off of something in their video game that they play.
Right,
Or it's Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah,
getting,
right. They saw
head,
it on TV.
Getting
you
your
know?
Head
yeah.
shot in the back of a moving
totally.
Vehicle.
It doesn't take hacking off a leg to know the blood's going to squirt out when you chop a leg off. I mean,
right.
These are just like, it's just common, it's just things that will happen. I mean, you're, yeah, chopping off the neck. I mean, it's
so,
like, that's
so,
all
so
blood.
There's one source for all this local news.
Definitely.
That's
for,
how it works.
For,
I mean, clearly, obviously.
Right.
And it was different news companies. We saw Fox. We saw ABC.
Yeah.
And this all went on simultaneously for the most part. I mean, these are all across the country giving these. It's not like they're looking at somebody else saying it, then they're saying it. It's like they're saying it simultaneously.
And,
I mean,
of course, it's garbage, too. Like Conan's point.
It's diversion.
Conan's point was, right, exactly, diversion,
yeah.
right? Give them junk. And
instead of talking about
junk.
Things that matter,
yeah.
like where's the money going?
Right.
They're doing that.
Just talk about,
lately.
Hey, consumers, buy more shit. It's all right to buy 10
sure.
fucking presents this season for yourself.
Right.
That's no big deal.
Because no one else is giving it to you.
Consume. Obey.
For the
consume.
Most part, I avoid, and I know it's very cliche, but yeah, I definitely avoid mainstream media, almost all of it. And the only reason why I feel the urge to is like, I need to figure out what the bullshit that they're pushing. I need to figure out what their agenda is. And like the whole thing that went on with the, like I can't even name the towns, like that's how little, but the whole thing with the cop. And the black dude that they shot,
Ferguson.
That was an arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that is they really are. They're doing something intentionally. This news, it's a diversion. They're intentionally doing this. I mean, of course, the cop was completely bullshit out of line.
I think it was intentional to rile up the voters.
Oh, of course.
Well, I mean,
what kind of voters?
From what I've gathered,
the
I think
black voters who don't usually vote.
They're yeah. doing some
until
shit.
Until one of their own gets shot up, and they make a big deal about it, and then guess what's coming up.
Well, I think Obama was doing shit in Iraq, or so-called Obama, but at least he was, supposedly giving the orders. But some big things were going down. It was just a cover. It was just to get people's minds off all the shit that really matters. And they're really doing this thing on race lately, and it's really disturbing. They're really getting people pissed off against this race shit. They're making I don't know.
It's always a winner. Playing the race card is always
yeah, I don't know what
winner.
Their end goal is, but they're really doing. It
I don't
a
think
lot
the race
lately.
Card is as much of a winner now as it used to be. I think black people are getting kind of hit to what's going on.
Hopefully,
and
yeah.
they know they're being pushed around, and they're hearing things that Lyndon Johnson said about them. We'll have those whatever's voting Democrat for the next 100 years or whoever said that.
I think that more Hopefully. Black people are waking up to that kind of nonsense is about as much as everyone else is waking up to 9/11.
I hope so.
Well, you posted that one good video,
which isn't a whole lot.
Yeah, I know. I think,
but I think more people.
You know what?
Are
I think Obama has done a lot of good for it because there's a lot of black people out there really freaking pissed off about what Obama has been.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm surprised at how few there are.
I think they're finally seeing like. In fact, that might be a good segment of society to go after in terms of pushing the ideas of voluntarism.
Oh fuck
because
yeah!
Because at this point, they're seeing like, whoa. That guy is exactly the same. Of course he's the same. He's a politician. He's in the government. That's what they are. That's how they all are. It doesn't, like, there's no such thing as a differentiation in a race. We're all the same, and the politicians are perfect proof of that. Yep. They're all the same. It has to do with a type of mindset, not a type of color of skin or whatever.
We are all slaves.
We're all slaves.
Doesn't matter what skin color. Doesn't matter how much money you make.
Yeah. If
you're not at the top pulling the strings, you're a fucking slave.
Well, there are people living in ghettos who have been on welfare their whole lives, and other people who live in ghettos who have worked before and want to go back to work but can't because of the way welfare is set up.
And they know
they're slaves. They know they're attached to it. But if this guy goes out and gets a job, they're going to yank his food stamps right away.
So they're incentivizing them to be socialized, without a doubt, they've been doing it for a long time.
Even if he wants to get off food stamps, even if he wants to get off like Social Security, whatever,
he's going
to
be making.
If he dares set foot in a place to get a job, they're going to yank that right away. So if he's making $100 a month, they're going to pull it all.
So all you got to think about is human nature.
Totally.
And are you going to work full time and then all of us and immediately lose $400 a month?
Are you
going to stick with it as long as you can? You're going to ride it out to the end.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, man. Last time I was on the show, I talked a little bit about that. We're going back to the whole thing is by design and. These poor communities and these minority communities, it is by design. I mean, when you look at the poor communities back in the 1920s, I've said this before, they weren't crime havens. Like, say, you were white, you could walk through there just fine. But all this stuff was, like, in my opinion, I mean, by design, the business regulations, whatnot, they drove the jobs out. They intentionally, the worst thing you do to your enemy, when a lot of times people think, like, food stamps and all this is, so beneficial to these people are feeding off. That's the way you destroy your enemy, is you start socializing their communities and you start giving them government programs and all this nonsense. At that point, they're relying on
giving
it.
And that's
the worst thing, because imagine you have a rich kid now. Say you're a rich person and you give this kid that doesn't work, you give him all the shit, he doesn't do shit. That kid's going to be a fucking bastard when he grows up, as opposed to somebody who's, it's giving him all the wrong incentives.
Yeah, they made a movie out of that. It's called American Psycho.
Yeah, they're giving him all the wrong incentives. So in the black communities, they really did. It's by design. They want to exterminate these people, I really believe. And unfortunately, you know, as a result of controlling the education system and stuff, they have it to where these people are actually begging the government. They're actually begging their abusers, in a sense, to, and like what you're saying, hopefully more and more are hopefully waking up to that, and like they should be right on board with the liberty. I don't know
if they're trying to destroy these people. I think they might be trying to create an easy voter base,
possibly that as well. Yeah, but I think
if the elections matter, if the elections aren't rigged,
yeah, exactly.
Electronic voting machines. Are we really talking about elections?
So 40 years ago. The voter base really mattered, but now that you can just rig the votes however you want,
you can start getting rid of these people.
Start giving them guns.
So yeah, unfortunately, like I really can't stand what I see, and I can understand because you know, I mean, these people in these poor communities, they don't know the difference. I mean, they're educated certain ways and whatnot, but I really hate when it's like. When they just focus on that the cops are doing this to the black communities. It's like, sure, they definitely are. Focusing on them more, profiling them more, but they're fucking with everybody, and it's really important that they grasp that because join within the white communities, like such as us, or liberty communities that acknowledge the same things.
I think when you consider that you never hear about any of these things until it's a color on color type killing.
They're doing that intentionally
because white people are always killing white people and black people are always killing black people.
They're creating like a race thing.
But when it's racial,
they've always done that.
Then they blow it out of the water.
The government takes advantage of that shit all the time. The government does. It's not just racism. Racism has always been a crown jewel for them, though. That's a big one. That's an easy one. It affects everybody. Everybody gets it. Another one would be the abortion issue. Another one would be the gay marriage issue.
Yeah.
It's like the none of these things are like, you'll notice that the whole abortion thing has not died in almost 50 years of fighting about it on the political level. There's a reason for that. It's not wanted to die. This pisses people off. This gets them all emotional. They start making decisions. They're screaming about emotional shit instead of using their fucking heads. You know, you don't want the government doesn't want people to use their heads. It's why government hates libertarians. Libertarians use their, you know, a lot of stuff is done out of empirical, you know, empiricism and like data.
Well, libertarians are the true terrorists. I mean, that's killing their job. That's essentially going to end the government. So, I mean, that's like that's their worst enemy, without a doubt.
We don't want people to get killed by government, so we're terrorists.
Yes, because we question. Yeah. We just wake up in the morning. We want to question how, you know, why? Hey, where is the money going? You know, what do you get out of this? You know, why are you running for office? Is it because your brother is, you know, works for this company and, you know, you passing maybe a law here or there or a bill here or there and you help your brother's company out?
Another thing. You don't get that far up in the political ranks, generally speaking, 99% of the time without being a crooked son of a bitch. I mean,
are you a lobbyist?
Person,
and, you know, now you're running for office. They always flip back and forth. So they work for a company.
Yep.
And next year they're running it. They're a full time lobbyist.
Right. Either that or they've been appointed
for that country.
Either that or they've been appointed to something.
Yeah.
They've been appointed to a bureau of some of their bureaucrats.
I'm thinking of the FCC guy. Yeah, Monsanto, FCC. Yeah. It's just back and forth. They're the same guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're only as good as, I'd say the vast 99% of the time, you're only as good as the organization that funds you. So, and that goes out especially to the liberty communities, because if you want to corrupt a liberty community, all you have to do is have perverse funding it in certain areas, and it's going to perverse it.
So there's Koch money coming in.
Yeah, so you're saying if I get a check in the mail from the Koch brothers, I should not.
I don't know. The Koch brothers seem like I haven't done a whole bunch of research. They seem semi legit. You know, I mean, I don't know. Like, it seems like they're around with Rothbard and stuff, and.
Well, they're not their father, though.
I was semi skeptical about the Koch brothers originally because I was like, I'm like, why would a big business be wanting a free market? Like, that just doesn't add up. I looked into it a little bit, and they seem semi-legit. I know, like, Rothbard and them had a little parting at some point.
Yeah, why would you create competition for yourself? Because you run a business.
Unless you're really a genuine... it's possible that they are genuine business people, they believe. And it seems... I can't find any contrary. Like, I haven't done a ton of research, but... They seem legit. Like, I mean, the liberal media likes to destroy the Koch brothers, but they're...
Well, I want to know about George Soros. Who has more pulls, Soros or the Koch brothers? Because the liberal media never, ever talk about George Soros. That guy's got loads of money, and he dumps it.
And he funds loads
kinds
and loads
of like, leftist-type stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, loads of,
there's a program here in New Hampshire that's being funded by New Hampshire...
Antonio Bueller's got liberal Soros money, from what I understand.
Wow.
Wow.
So Bueller...
I'm skeptical of that bastard. Oh, yeah.
Well, Bueller?
Antonio Bueller, yeah. I don't trust that guy at all. He's like... the only person who I don't trust.
The thing about Bueller that I don't get is the guy allegedly went to Stanford, but if you watch his posts on Facebook, he can't spell.
Well, yeah, but
he also destroyed his whole viewer base in one day.
How old is he? I mean, because
he's put 30 or something.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
spell check has created a monster of a speller in me. I mean, why would I ever waste my time learning how to spell things? But spell check.
I
want to
know how Bueller got to Stanford. How did he do Stanford if he can't spell? I mean, that's Ivy League, right?
Yeah.
I lived in an Ivy League town for years, and those kids are all smart. They can all spell, guaranteed. All 30,000 kids that go to Cornell University can spell.
Maybe the weed, the weed smoke is, you know.
I don't think Bueller smokes that much weed, does he?
He takes so many stances.
Peyote, maybe?
So anti-libertarian, it seems funny. That's my skepticism.
I don't even follow him.
So, I mean, I don't know.
He doesn't want you to. Bueller burned his own house down.
Only time I see anything from Bueller is when Cantwell is
tearing him down.
Jenga tower down.
Shit he pulled, but yeah, I mean,
that wasn't even funny though. I got pissed at Cantwell for that one because
he started going
like,
crazy with it. But just, sure, Jesus. But and the initial stuff, like he just took the ball and ran with it. But the initial,
he's just beating up a retard at that point. You know, it's just like you're really kicking the crutches out from under a kid. You know? Basically,
but yeah.
I linked a, there's lots of pages that focus on the the history of American false flag operations. There's quite a lot of them. Some of them I don't even know of. I've talked to guys at my work who know about Lusitania.
Really?
They're like, yeah. You're trying to explain to them what false flag is, and they're like, oh yeah, Lusitania. I know exactly what
you're talking about. Okay, so these guys are working at Walmart.
Or Gulf of Tonkin. Everyone's heard of that.
So you got these critical thinkers working at Walmart and total idiots working in the law firms.
Well, they heard it somewhere. So the question is, you know, how many people actually know about these things? How many people actually know about Building 7? But what the fuck are they going to do about it? I'm just this guy. I work. You know, I'm going to go home and play some video games and have a beer. You know, what the hell am I going to do about, you know this huge industry that controls everything? I mean, I'm just a little peg.
Yep.
And there's nothing I can do about
it. Well, there's tons of little pegs.
Yeah,
those pegs just start to withdraw their consent at one point.
Great,
you know, one at a time.
There's the Larkin Rose video. What's it called?
Tiny dots.
It's perfect. Explain.
Larkin, bring that up so people can see it. Everybody's got to see
the
tiny dots.
Of Liberty, or
no, the Larkin Rose tiny dots.
No, Building 7 always makes me think of that Dumb and Dumber scene, like where the parrot's head falls off. Like, yeah, he was old. His head fell off. Like, it's kind of like the whole thing. Oh yeah, it just fell down.
This is a must watch.
I mean, it really points it out. It's 6:40. I'm not going to play the audio.
No.
But it really pinpoints what is actually what the population and what's actually going on. The people who control everything, the people who are taking the money and distributing to the slaves, are just a tiny proportion of the total population.
Yeah. Just such
who are controlling everything. And it's like, all you have to do is just stand up and say no.
Yeah.
No, I'm keeping my money. No, I'm going to pay for. I'm going to pay for the road out front of my house. I'm not going to pay for the road in California. There's no need for that. I'm not going to pay for other people's programs. I'm going to pay for my community if I pay for anything, or just my household.
I would love to be a part of a corporation that buys chunks of. I would love to own shares in a road somewhere. Could be a toll road, sell subscriptions. People who want a day pass can get a day pass for next to nothing. People who use it every day get a subscription. Big deal.
There are so many ideas that you can make a toll road, or
I'll take care of it,
or it can be paid through by some rich old dude who's got a lot of money and doesn't know what to do with it. I mean, those are the best kinds of schools and libraries and stuff.
Totally.
The ones that are funded by some rich old guy who, guess what? He's not forking out $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 a year in taxes anymore. Yeah. The fuck am I going to do? My house is paid for. You know, I've got, you know, another 15, 20 years of my life. I've got nothing to do. I've seen everything. Hey,
I'm never going to burn that much money.
I'd love to have a nice big fat library in my city. Yeah. And so, and not only that, but I'm going to get my buddies together too. The other guys who are making this, saving this much money in taxes because they're not paying for the education anymore. Which, by the way, in New Hampshire, you know, is the killer.
Everywhere.
52% of my property taxes is going straight to the damn education system,
which
I'm not even.
Yeah.
I don't have any part
people,
of.
And I'm going to tell you what, people in New Hampshire, there's a lot of stupidity here. I'm not going to pull any punches on there. There's a lot of stupid people here.
I think it's bad here too.
It's
some
horrible.
People think it's better than average. I think it's.
I can't understand unless it's out in the city somewhere that's better than average.
That's my take too.
I come from an area just like this in New York State. Like very similar geographically and everything, and the people here are noticeably stupid.
When I was finding that number of how many people actually were born here in New Hampshire. When I was looking through those stats, there was another one that
I saw it recently. Just recently, right?
What it focused on was there's a huge New Hampshire might have stupid people in the schools. But they get a lot of the brain gain, especially from like Massachusetts and stuff. So
right.
So there are a lot of educated people who are moving to New Hampshire.
Right.
But yes, you're right. I don't think the schools, the lower education schools, are all that. I'm not impressed. But they sure do suck down a lot of money. And by the way, the numbers 33% of 25s and up. So people who are voting, 33% of those folks were actually born in New Hampshire. The rest of them. You know,
born somewhere else,
but born in other states and born in other countries.
Mm. Yeah.
So when someone comes to you, so when you hear when you listen to the talk radio in the morning, you're all like, "Wow, these carpetbaggers! You know, they need to maybe settle in and not do any kind of voting, especially when it comes to like the college.
Right.
I can understand the college kids not voting.
Yeah.
But yeah, you've only lived here for 2 years. I don't want you running for office.
Right.
I don't want you dictating how the rest of us live. But you know what?
They're very afraid of change. But what they don't realize about Free Staters is we actually, like, the average Free Stater wants basically the exact same thing that New Hampshireites are known for.
Live
free or die.
The libertarian ideal. Yeah.
So, you know, the problem is a lot of them watch CNN and they've been a little bit neoconned over the years and war-hawked out, and they forgot, like, what that entails. You know, live free or die means leave people alone. That means you, too. That means you get left alone and you leave people alone, too.
Another big problem are the types of people who are moving here and then running for office. Not, you know, by the way, they're Free Staters, but they're the liberal Free Staters who moved here from whatever state they were in, Massachusetts, New York, Connecticut, the whole nine,
right,
to get away from the crap state that they lived in. And, of course, they just drag their fucking baggage with them. It's like
Free Staters doing that?
No. I mean, no. Fred Parcells here in New Keene.
Was a Free Stater?
He is.
He claims he was. Was he really?
Well, no, he not as part of the FSP, but he moved here to move to a freer state. Oh,
yeah. And now he's coming and making it less free.
Well, he's a code enforcer. He's this close to being a Nazi.
Yeah, no, well, that's another. Like,
oops,
people,
I just lost the conversation. I'm sorry, I lost the debate. I should have brought
people up. People always talk about, and you know, I guess Obamacare and blah blah, and how that's, and of course I bitch about it too. It's horrible, but people always neglect the education thing because that's what they're used to, right? I mean, government's controlled education, but I mean that's just a travesty how much that affects an economy or whatnot. They even did like a mathematical figure here in Keene, and it's something like $19,500 per student in middle school and high school. That's the cost of government education per student, and I would just go to show you how inefficient government is. I mean, the marketplace could provide the same thing for $250,
totally.
You know, and not to mention it should be up to the parent that squirts out the kid to provide that for them, and you get a better education and whatnot. And what's wrong with not having a kid educated? People are educated now, and they're absolute fucking morons. I'd rather have an uneducated population that's
street smart
and robotic.
Back in the old days, you had kids who were dumping out of, you know, they were dropping out of school in seventh grade to go work on their parents' farm, and then they became like legendary inventors and playwrights. And
what's wrong with trades? What's wrong with learning?
Totally. You know, they're autodidacts. I think most people can be autodidacts, and the last thing that government school does is teach people.
Yeah.
And trains people. It doesn't teach them, it trains them.
People, at the end of the day, people are going to learn various trades, whether they're
sitting
in
a dog. I don't want to be trained.
I fucking hated sitting in a classroom. I mean, it was a nightmare.
It was horrible for me.
I was like sick to my stomach every day.
I think you find that a lot amongst like libertarians.
Yeah, I was a total dropout.
God. Not me.
No, I mean, I made it through. Actually, I didn't miss a single day of middle school or high school. That's how pathetic that is. But
I didn't go to my entire 12th grade year until Gilligan's Island got over on TBS at like 11:30 in the morning. It's like I didn't want to go. And the year after that, they increased the penalty for tardiness, so nobody else will ever have as many tardies as I did at my school.
Wow, amen.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hell yeah.
I was like 160 days.
Is there a special plaque in the office?
No, there ought to be.
There sure as hell ought to be.
I
agree.
Good God, man. My Wi-Fi is being
drained.
Those
tax parasites ought to be worshipping me for my epicness.
Oh, here we go. So we were talking about the growth of stupidity here in our country. I think there was a pretty good... yeah, look at that. Here was a friggin' test from 1912.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I've seen.
Yeah, they used to have to go to like oration class
even, like,
and stuff
1980s,
like that.
Like or not 1980s, 1800s. Very impressive.
And I can do some of the math. I was pretty good on the math, but there was some things I just didn't. I was looking at that, and this is for a ninth. Hold on, this is for a ninth grader, I believe.
Eighth grade.
Woo! So yeah, everyone, you know, look at this test at ZeroHedge.com of 1912 eighth grade, examination.
Yeah. Physiology.
How does the liver compare in size with other glands in the human body? Where is it located? What does it secrete? I know the liver's pretty fucking big. It's not as big as your lungs or anything, but it's, you know, it's pretty sizable, and I think it's on the right side on the side. Right on top of the kidneys, on one of the kidneys.
His side. Yeah. I think it's that side.
But civil government. Define the following forms of government. Democracy, limited monarchy, absolute monarchy, republic. Give examples of each.
Wait, you mean They were teaching kids the difference between a Republican and a Democracy.
Very curious. And, you know, what are the...
Was that pre... No, that was public education, but that was just... That was pre Department of Education.
Yeah, they also asked, what are the name and define the three branches of government in the United States? Name the rights given Congress, the Constitution, and two rights denied Congress. Wow. Name three rights given Congress by the Constitution. I don't even know that. I'd have to actually rip it out. And
they have the right to issue the currency, right?
All I know...
What was going on at that time, I would imagine?
Probably something to do with actually printing currency.
Yeah. I forgot. I don't give a shit about
that. They legislate.
Oh, look at this. What is copyright and what is patent right?
Wow.
Exactly. It went back that far. History. Who discovered the following places? Florida. Pacific Ocean.
Ponce de Leon.
Mississippi River.
Ponce de Leon.
Probably. Who are the two brothers who went west?
Lewis
Not
and
two
Clark.
Brothers. The,
yeah. Lewis and Clark.
Lewis and Clark. They probably had something to do with Mississippi River. Lawrence River. I don't even know where the St. Lawrence River is. That's coming off of the Great Lakes, right?
Yep.
I like the Seinfeld where he asked George, he's like, so who's your favorite explorer? He's like, Ponce de Leon or something like that. He's like, who did he explore or what did he find? He's like, the Mississippi. He's like, oh, yeah, like they wouldn't have found that anyways.
Exactly. So here's a graph they put up. This is the average SAT reading verbal score. How many different levels of the SATs are there? So it's reading and writing or reading and verbal. So is there a math and that's it?
There used to be two. Then they were. I think there are three now. I think it's reading, writing, and math now. But there used to be just reading and math.
This is a very horrible looking graph.
Yes, it is.
It's going straight down.
And where's the math?
In 1960s. It starts at like 530.
It starts at like 71, 72.
530, and then down by the time we get to 2014. 13, 14. It's all the way down to about a little less than 500.
Extreme stupidity.
You know what? I think they also made it easier at some point. That may have been one of the, but they actually changed the difficulty of this thing.
Well, I see an Obama coin there.
Yeah, I have three Obama coins here. I was going to give it to you guys.
I still don't get it. I don't get it. I don't
Obama
get it.
Coin?
I don't get what he's trying to do
that's
by
just
that.
That's just an artsy-fartsy Garrett thing.
Like, to me, I guess, amongst us, I get the slapstick, but given to the general public, it's, like, counterproductive. I just don't get it.
Anyway, this is such a chief gift. I give it to people all the time, and they puzzle over it.
I think it's troll my dad and stuff.
It's a good conversation starter. You can be like, all right, well, if you don't like these, you know, here's Bitcoin. You know, check this out. Go to this site. I don't get it either,
One pun in it is change comes to America, right? But which didn't happen, right?
Yeah, sure. That's why, like, we get the slapstick, but, like, who else would, you know? It's like,
well, I mean, there's actually Obama coins floating around out there. I mean, they're usually, I don't think they're as low.
Have you gotten some as change?
Low as a quarter. I think they start as a dollar and go up. I think there's a dollar, there's a $5 coin.
Whoa.
With Obama's picture on them. But
It's not currency.
Yeah, they're currency. Well, you know what? Good point. You know, are they actually? Is someone going to actually? Let me look at one of these.
It's funny.
Whoa!
If you've noticed, with the exception of maybe Benjamin Franklin, they put all the faces, all the various present faces on there that opposed, like the government banks.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
Like,
except Hamilton. Hamilton got.
Oh yeah.
Hamilton got the $10 bill, but everybody else.
Did. That's right. Yeah.
And I think Andrew Jackson, some of them are facing a certain direction, but Hamilton's facing another direction.
Oh yeah, and Andrew Jackson's a big slap in the face. Like, he was really highly opposed to it. And
yep. I killed the banks. I killed the bank.
So, yeah, they started like they always start, and it's, you know, the same thing happened, you know, right after 9/11, but people, you know, these folks are printing out, you know, whatever coin.
All right, but these aren't currency, right? These are like collector coins.
Yeah, this one is not a currency. It's a collector coin.
Type in all wars are caused by banks.
I mean, this one looks similar to, of course, the one that Garrett is flashing.
Change has come to America.
Let's see, we visit this page. Oh, there's a Ron Paul coin.
Well, look at Liberty Dollar was a Ron Paul coin too. The Liberty Dollar had a Bernard von Nothaus had a Ron Paul coin.
Yeah, I think these are just gold.
Before the U.S. government stole everything they had and put them in jail forever.
Yeah,
because competition. God forbid there's competition.
Yeah.
we kill competition. We believe in free markets, and that means we control it all.
And that means you have to work harder.
Right. Well, we have the military behind us, and the president said so, and we belong to the Treasury, so you shut up, and we do what we want. Hail to the chief, he's the chief, and he needs hailing. Fuck yeah!
Oh, don't, yeah, don't, okay, never mind.
Type in all big bankers, or all wars are caused by the banking system. There's a good linker, I was just trying to think what it is. All wars are caused by... Caused by big banks. Just by bankers. Or there's a really good video on that that really breaks it down. How the international bankers, maybe it, try the first one, I don't know. No, that's not it. But
people don't want to listen to this.
No, no, I was just curious. It's a really good link to look up. It's a good Google search.
There's a good video.
Well, there was always a quote attributed to the mother of one of the Rothschild generations, and she said, if my sons want war, there'll be war.
Sure. Well, they started the first, they're behind, I guess, the first government bank in the U.S. anyway, so, and it just kind of branches from there. So supposedly they're the ones. It really doesn't matter when it gets down to that, but I like to just look at the politicians. It's the one thing we could see, but if you really want to get to the root, I guess that's it. But the politicians where you start, they're the ones carrying out the orders. They're the ones. So.
Yeah, they're not, they're just puppets. They're just helping out.
If you stop acknowledging that, then that's.
They're helping out at the end of the day.
So, and that's all you can do, eh?
So, 9/11, coming up, anniversary, tragic, tragic, tragic anniversary. Never forget. Just like they say, fucking never forget.
Never again.
Well, yeah, that's...
I mean, if you never forgot...
That would be nice, but...
if you never forgot all these various tragedies going on in the world, it would just be, like, nonstop every day. Like,
exactly.
The fact that they focus on that one thing, like, oh, it's so bad, but,
if
like,
if you never forgot all this nonsense, you'd just be a tired, sad, depressed little worm.
Yeah.
Just wanting to... Just wanting to kill yourself. Because, I mean, it's just so depressing sometimes watching the news and watching
To me,
all this
I'll never
crap.
Forget, like, where they go into, you know, Hurricane Katrina and they declare national law and round up everybody's guns and you know, throw them in these things. And same thing when you look at, like, Massachusetts, you know, they go and round it up. It's like a test of just when people, in my whole life, I always thought, oh, people aren't going to give up their guns. Nah, that's a perfect testament. You can see what they did. People are going to give up their guns very quick. They have all these techniques. They'll go up to where people are scared shitless. They'll give up their guns. I mean, there's even people within the FSP that are in Massachusetts at the time. Sure enough, they let them in to search their house. You know, it's like because they come up with machine guns right in your face, catch you off guard, and they're like, oh, you know, if we don't do this, they'll probably kill me. So I'm gonna fucking let them shoot. Like they scare the fuck out of you, and they have various techniques to even the most principled person will shit their pants and give up their fucking guns. So at the end of the day, it's sad. People will give up their guns. Unfortunately, I really want to say it's not true. I used to say it, but. People will, unfortunately, and they've done enough tests to where people have done it. So, I mean, hopefully, if it's a situation where enough people maybe have guns, or maybe if it's
anybody who has guns knows that what you do, there's protocol for this. You have a gun in the house that you use to defend the house. You might have three guns in the house. You have a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol. These are your go-to guns. Everything else you own is somewhere else. Let them come take the shit. You don't need it all. You don't need the three you have. Let them come. Let them walk in. At least then you know who the bad guys are because they just got everything you got. They took your three guns, and everything else you have is somewhere else. Don't keep all your chickens when they're doing all this.
Small percent that would be hip to that. Maybe not. I mean,
that's pretty common.
When they're doing all that, rip it out.
Totally. Oh, yeah.
Totally film it.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't even film it because if you point that thing, they're going to fucking kill you. You know, they're going to shoot you in the face, say, oh, thought it was a gun.
Yeah.
When they're looking for guns, you fuck off with a camera. Yeah, you don't pull the hippie camera.
I doubt that would happen here in Keene because they're all used to the cameras.
It doesn't matter if they're used to it or not. They're looking for a reason to kill you, and doesn't matter if everybody knows they're used to it. They can come out in court and say thought it was a gun, and you know the court's going to side with them. Yeah. Period.
Right after they shoot your dog.
Yeah, and then they're gonna thank God.
Like a boy.
So, yeah, to have guns, have them buried somewhere else. Have them at a friend's house. Have them spread out far and wide. Have ammo, too. Have them buried. You know, whatever. You don't keep all your shit one spot. Everybody knows that. So I'm trying to talk you into buy a gun?
I was the one who came up like to you. That it's something that when I moved here I wanted to do. I've never been a big gun person. Other than I've been a big gun rights person, but I've never fired a gun. I've never went hunting. You know,
you still have never fired a gun?
I did it actually. The Gun Church was really the first time I did with Puke. So I mean, that was the first time I ever fired. And I'm not gung ho about it, but I do believe it's. I do believe in nonviolence in a very generic way, to where I believe it's inadvertent. You prevent by having guns to where the government can't manipulate its population with a population that's armed. It's not that as a population you're firing back. You don't have to fire back when everyone's armed. The government, it's important to keep the government at bay. And I think inadvertently you do when people are armed. So I believe I am doing a disservice by not having a gun. So, I mean, that's my only motive for having it. I just don't even like the shooting. I'm a big advocate. I when you look throughout history, you see exactly what happens with a disarmed population. And it just boggles the fucking mind how people are so anti-gun. Like, it's like the people, I mean, haven't you like seen history, what happens to population? I mean, you're talking millions and millions of dead motherfuckers once you get people the government. You want the government to be armed and not the population? Like, how stupid could people fucking be? It's like mind-boggling.
Yeah, no, I saw that movie.
What movie?
Schindler's List.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, on that note, I think it's about time we wrapped this up. Otherwise, I'm going to be editing all week. I've got stuff I've got to do. I've got to paint a room, guys. You guys are keeping me up.
Sorry.
No.
You're not going to paint this great. This is awesome. I mean, this mauve paint shit is great.
No, there's no. Yeah, this is Stan.
No way. Nobody at home can see this, but this room is pink.
The guest room. What? Oh, yes, it is.
Nobody at home can see this, but this is pink. All this shit out here is pink.
Yeah. Most of it's covered up, though. No, the guest room is getting a coat of what's going to get primed first. But that's going to get a nice coat of quietude.
Is that a color?
That's the name of the color, yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of a whitish blue. It's a bluish kind of a chalk color. I like it. That means when you get out of hand, the wall reaches over and slaps you in the mouth. So shut the hell up and quiet it up.
Have some quietude.
Guys, thanks for being on.
Thank you.
Good conversation. Guys at home, thanks for watching. We'll see you next week. Good night. All right, Mr. Roach, what do you got as far as audio?
Check.
Oh, that's pretty good. What brought you to the Free State Project? Was it this, or little bits of this and that, or was it a lot of it was this?
Fortune and fame.
Oh, yeah? Are you getting that?
Nope.
I'm
in poverty and solitude.
Poverty's good, man. It teaches you to be humble.
That's right.